Welcome to Sister Chats Refined. We've created a space for real conversations and a place where we can all be seen, heard, and most importantly, inspired. I'm Joy.
And I'm Liz. And we're letting you into our everyday conversations so you're going to get some of this sister energy. So whether you need
a big sis
or a little sis,
we got you. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sister Chats Refined podcast with Joy.
And I'm Liz.
All right. So we're into it. Let's get into this.
Let's get into it. First, we want to say thank you to everybody
who
may have tuned into our previously recorded podcast. We hope that you enjoyed it just like we did. We went back and watched it. And I mean, there were some moments in there. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we had some great moments. And my favorite part is just the interaction between like people who are watching it and just sending us messages and just saying, hey, we love it. Keep going. So thank you. We will keep going.
You.
We appreciate it.
Yes. So today, what are we discussing today?
So today I thought it would be really cool to talk about sisterhood.
Okay.
Obviously. But also like the boundaries within sisterhood. And when I thought about maybe what we would title this show, kind of like sister to sister, we talked about last time about how much we value these sisterhoods.
Absolutely.
And so we each have different relationships outside of just our own relationship here, like friendships, close friends. And so I thought we'd talk about it from that standpoint of like advice that we've given. We've talked about just really being able to help one another in a really great way. So, I mean, just kind of just talking about that, diving into the thick of how far is too far, you know, have you ever crossed boundaries in your friendship, you know? Is it okay to ever cross a boundary?
What kind of boundaries, though?
Right. So, let's get into this. So the first thing is I want to say is, can you care too much?
Okay.
And we've talked about how you cannot, I think, care more about a person than they care for themselves.
Right.
And I think sometimes we find ourselves in situations where you're trying to help somebody more than they want to help themselves. And I think there's a line between that because there's a part of you that like really loves them and you want to see them do great. But if they don't want to do great or they don't want to see themselves do great or if they're kind of just still in the thick of it and can't see themselves on the outside of it, what do you do?
See, that's a hard one because what if they don't see it? From the outside looking in, you know, perspective changes. It shifts.
Yeah.
So like what if they don't see that they need a lifeline? Mm-hmm. Like what if they're being manipulated in a situation where it could be maybe a love interest or it could be like your friend or it could be your family now, you know, them family. That's and true. They're manipulating the situation. So what if they need like a awakening? Like, I guess that's where boundaries come in. Like, do I cross this line? If I cross this line, is it going to be a great outcome? Or if I cross it, is it going to be like, she don't want to talk to me no more?
Right. Like, I think that goes into relationship too. There are some friends you can say certain things to, and you know that they're going to take it and they won't overthink it.
Okay.
And then there's some friends where I think we do tread lighter with them because they will receive things a little bit differently. And so when I was thinking about this topic, I thought about, so what if you see a friend that is like, they're sinking?
Give me a scenario.
Okay.
Like,
so
what you mean by sinking?
Okay, so say like sis is headed back into a relationship that is very similar to one she got out of and needed to get out of. But she's back into a new relationship and you see all the red flags because usually when girlfriends, you know what I mean, we're talking about who we're talking to, you know, that conversation. And so it's like, oh, you sound the exact same way you did when you were getting with Pookie.
So now it'll be Pookie today. Okay.
And so now, was it Ray Ray the other day?
I think it was Ray Ray the other day.
Okay. So Ray Ray,
she got out of the relationship with Ray Ray.
Yes, she got out of the relationship with Ray Ray. And she's jumping back into another relationship.
With Pookie.
And Pookie is really Ray Ray again, just different
so
face.
So it's like, okay, wait.
Yes.
It's like a cycle.
Yeah, absolutely.
A never-ending cycle.
Yeah, it's a never-ending. You see this, but you're happily married. And a lot of times you look at this, you know, I used to be like, you can't tell me anything and you're in a marriage right now. You're happily married, but yet you want to have all to say about this guy I'm dating or however that looks. You know, it's kind of like easy for you to say. Like, easy for you to say. So looking in on this, you see this, you see that this is about to be a cycle that repeats itself, whether cis attracts these guys for whatever reason, it's the same guy, different face.
Listen, that is, I can say that I have been in a situation where it was the same guy. And
you dated the same guy over and over again?
I dated the same guy with the same characteristics.
I wouldn't let you do this.
Characteristics.
Okay.
The same, like, okay, so for example, I know I have some ladies out there and some men out there that are prone to help somebody. Oh. So when you see somebody sinking, you're like, oh, let me help him. I see his potential. I am a woman that saw potential.
Okay.
I see that you have this in you. So what am I going to help you do? Birth it.
Okay.
No, sis. No, you were in college. So maybe, you know, you didn't see that. But in my mind, I'm thinking this person might have that potential. But it was the same thing over and over again.
Right. Did you take advice, though, from people, or were you around people who could give you the advice that you needed?
You know what? I think that this, and again, this has to do with, and I think some people do this too, it depends on what information you give people.
Oh, about the situation.
If I'm not giving you the information about the situation, why in the world would you know what to say to me? I was a very like compartmentalized thing. So it's like, you know, whereas I don't really want your help, I'm not going to really tell you.
Or you just let people know as much as you want them to know.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a little bit of rope. I'm not about to show you where the rope leads.
But even in that just shows how much you already know you're not in the right position. Because if you have to withhold information from people, now there is a side of like being private and not wanting to just share all your business.
Right.
But there's also that side where you withhold certain things because if I tell them this, they're going to let me know. Listen, you know what I mean? You just don't want to hear the truth.
Because you already know. You already know that even if you're not aware, you know this seems real familiar.
Yeah, well, it's not that you're not aware. It's like you just don't want to see it. You want to put like a blind eye to it. And the reason why probably that I didn't really know or see what you were going through in college.
Don't you say nothing crazy.
I was going through my own.
Oh, okay. I was going to say now. Don't you speak on me.
I'm not going to put you out there. You know it's going to come out at some point regardless. Okay. But in this particular conversation, like you said, you saw the potential in someone.
Yeah.
And I think I did that to an extent, but I would see us at the end goal. Like I was the potential in what we could
you
be.
You saw
honey.
Your fam.
Okay. I
you saw
the
your
house,
kids.
I saw the children. I saw the outfits I was going to have on. I saw the, this is what I was going to
do. You saw the dream.
I saw the dream. When I say I could not shake that dream, no matter what was shown to me every single day, it became something shown to me like more often than not. And I would just sweep that under the rug because I saw this dream before me that I thought I wanted. And that's why we thank God. He literally shields us and is like, sweetie, you don't know what you think. This is what you want, but you don't.
Because some dreams are actually complete
nightmares. Okay.
They are nightmares. Like in a situation, you're just like, that's why you really cannot. And I cannot say this enough. You cannot idolize these relationships you see on social media. Unless you know these people and you know they're the real deal, like just take your own path.
Yeah, take your own path.
Do not try to make your relationship something that you can only see visually. Like visuals are everything. Like, you know, you can change somebody's entire thought about a product based on a visual.
Yes, how you sell it.
Right.
And a lot of people are selling their relationships. It's how they're packaging it.
They're not showing you when they're in that bathroom crying. They sure ain't showing you when they're crying in the car.
Yes.
They're not showing you when they're crying in the car.
Because you get a good cry in that car.
That good cry, unless you got the one people that be taking that picture of them crying.
And I'll never understand that. I will not understand that. Because I'm like, if I'm really that emotional, I'm not going to take a picture of myself crying. That's just weird. Anyway, so when we talk about like relationships and the things that we've gone through and that we've seen, and you see someone else heading in that same direction, can you say anything? Do you insert yourself in someone's life like that?
I think the biggest part is honestly, because if they want to share that with you, it will come up. I think honestly is just being there as a friend.
Yeah.
Checking on your person, trying to see even if they're appearing like super strong, like, are you okay? Are you good?
Yeah.
And I think that in those moments, that person will see how genuine you are and they might open up to you in that way. And not so much tell her like, oh, you need to ditch, bro. You need to do this. But kind of remind her who she is, mm-hmm. where she's come from, and yeah. what she doesn't have to do again. Because mm-hmm. I think do-overs are, they're a form of, like you said, a cycle. Like they're yeah. a cycle. A do-over over and over again. It's mm-hmm. like, why are you not passing this test? Or what's hurting you in this process every single time? Mm-hmm. So I feel like, you know, I think it's a conversation. I think there is a thin line. I think that some people don't need to cross that line with others. It depends. And it also depends on the example that you're being for your friend. Because, you know, that's when that defense comes in. Like, mm-hmm. you'd be like, sis, you know, I don't think you should do that. Well, you got back with Dre
yeah.
15 times right. and now y'all married. So it's yeah. like, you know, yeah. let her be happy. Let her do her.
Yeah, you have that. You do. And I love that you brought up, like, one, checking on your strong friends. Because that's important, because a lot of times it's the strongest ones sometimes yeah. that are going through
the most. Yeah.
But yeah. because they're so used to being the person, or you're so used to them being the person to check up on you,
yeah,
that they appear to have it all the way together. And yeah. I think it's so important
yeah.
to check on the ones who look like they have it all together, and not to try to call their bluff, but just be like, is what I'm seeing what I'm seeing?
Right. Are you good?
Yes. Are you good? And then stay for the conversation. You yeah. know, we're so used to the quick, it's easy just to say like, how you doing? Good, good. Okay, girl. Yeah. You know, but there are moments when you need to pause after yeah. they answer.
Yeah.
Whether they're good. It's like, just ask again, are you good? Are you really good? And not trying to pry or do anything, but giving that strong person the space and just the confidence to know that there's a place of comfort here. And mm. maybe I can
yeah.
give, because you do have people. Usually those strong people are the ones who have had to fight all of their lives in a way
yeah.
so that they are strong. Like, they didn't have people along the way to check on them.
Yeah.
And so they got into this routine of just figuring it out.
And then also, I think that it comes, like, with that whole strong friend thing, I think that people begin to just put on a shell.
Oh, yeah.
In mm-hmm. a shell, not because they're absolutely strong, but they've never had that opportunity to ever be soft.
Yeah.
So it's mm-hmm. almost like, okay, well, obviously this isn't my life. This isn't mm-hmm. for me.
Yeah.
I'm always going to be the person that checks on everybody. I'm yeah. always going to be this person. Mm-hmm. I'm always going to be that. But actually putting yourself in a position where friendships begin to feel like an actual friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and you're not just the therapist in the right. friendship. There's... or you're not the person that, you know that they can always count on. I'm going to call so-and-so. I can count mm-hmm. on her. Like, who can so-and-so count on?
Yes. It's making sure that you have some give and some take.
Yeah.
It's making sure that you know that you have a relationship with someone where you can sit down, and sometimes it could just be you, like, giving, you know yeah. what I mean? But understanding that sometimes I might need to give.
Yeah.
When they say the givers have to set limits because the takers don't have any.
Mm.
And one of my good friends said that to me, and it just stuck. Like, yeah. the givers have to set boundaries because yeah. the takers have none.
Yeah.
And when you understand, when you're in a relationship like that, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
And then from there, you still have your strong ones. They still go out and they're trying to find some people who they can
count on.
Yeah. And so they end up, I believe, making friends and starting a relationship with other strong people. I found myself in a group of women, or trying to surround myself with women who played the same role that I played in their other relationships.
Mm.
You know, so
how did,
like,
that work out?
It's been beautiful.
Okay.
Because I think we understand each other on a different level.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that when they come sit with me, it's just light.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's light.
It's light. We, just light. We can have fun.
Sometimes you
we
just
can laugh.
Need
we just
that
need that.
Light,
it's like a leader. We need a leader friendship circle. I don't know what you call it.
What?
Something like a friendship leader, the leadership of the friendship.
Oh.
Friendship leadership circle. I don't know.
Wait, the strong friends circle?
Strong friends
okay.
circle.
Wow.
Where we can all come together and realize that it doesn't make us weak. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. not just being in a place of needing just mm-hmm. somebody to talk to doesn't
yeah.
put you in a place of weakness.
Yeah.
It's just like, no, like, I need this too.
I need that.
And then to understand, I think my way of looking at this is like, and I think I talked about this in one of the previous episodes, is that I knew at this point in my life, I needed to surround myself with women who were wise,
yeah,
who carries the same values mm-hmm. as me, so that when we sit down and have a conversation or we spend time together, I'm full. When yeah. we're all full when we yeah. leave. Mm-hmm. It's not anything of just like, whoo,
yeah.
let me go, yeah. Let me go to the spa. You know, yeah. like, I want to be able to go to the spa with you. I don't want to be, I'll have to go to the spa after
because
you.
Of you.
Yes,
right.
Because of
not
you.
Because of you. I think that some people really mistake you being so strong that you don't have any point of empathy or vulnerability.
Mm, yeah.
And I think sometimes the strong person feels like that. Well, I can't be vulnerable in this situation. But I feel like when you find, like you said, your circle of those good friends, mm-hmm. you know that beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are able to be vulnerable with these people.
Yes.
And honestly, they can really speak into you mm-hmm. and speak well of you, and you don't have to say anything.
Yeah.
Because they just know you like mm-hmm. that. They yeah. know you. They're like, okay, mm-hmm. let me give you,
and
let
they
me
just encourage. What you need.
Yeah, let me just encourage yeah. my sis right here. Even yeah. though she's not saying that she needs it, even though she looks good, she looks strong, she smells good, her mm-hmm. hair done late.
Yep.
Let me just encourage you in this way, because mm-hmm. I believe that bond, like we said, that sisterhood, mm-hmm. that becomes like something that you're like infused into.
Yeah.
So you know when, you know, your sis needs that uplifting.
Right. And there's no strings attached.
Right.
I think sometimes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This is tough to say, but I feel like sometimes you can have those friends who maybe always do have to come to you for advice.
Yeah.
They're waiting for a moment.
Yeah.
This is the sad part. I think this is the breakdown of what happens in relationships. They're waiting for a moment for you to fall mm. or for you not to be
on your.
Because they feel like you're so perfect, but it's not that. It's
yeah.
like, I'm not perfect. Just because I'm able to kind of give you advice or you look up to me in this way
yeah.
doesn't mean I'm perfect. But then at that same time, something can turn in them that's just like, you know what? I can't wait till they're going through, or, you know, I
yeah.
see them going through. I see you struggling. You having a sad day? You down today?
Yeah.
Oh, not you.
Yeah.
Not you. Not like, you, Miss Motivator.
Miss, yeah.
yeah. Not you, Miss
Inspiration.
Miss Inspiration.
Yeah.
And to me, that's when that shell was like, okay, well, I know who I can't be in front of you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and then that causes a
everybody
breach.
Has a moment. Like everybody has a moment where they need
Multiple
to recollect. They need to recollect and collect and recollect again
yes.
so that they are able to, you know, you never know what sis walked out of.
You don't.
Like you don't know. Yeah. And that's, like you said, the important part is to just ask and wait.
Mm-hmm.
Ask
yeah,
and wait.
Ask and
because
wait.
Even
ask
if they don't calls. Say it right then,
yeah.
They might say it later.
Mm-hmm.
They might say it later to you. Be like, sis, when you asked me this, I wasn't able to say it then,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going through.
Yeah. Yes. And then be positioned. And that's why, you know, we've been talking about posturing lately, like how mm-hmm. we're postured.
Yeah.
And to just make sure that we're in a position to be able to help when we need to help. And it's not like it's a mindset.
Yeah.
It's a daily preparation. It's just making sure that we are in a space where we can give when it's time.
Yeah.
And those moments of pausing are those times where we can just be like, okay, what have I been able to fill myself up with that if sis needs it in this moment, okay. I will have it for. I will not be talking crazy,
right.
not be talking foolish. I'm not going to yeah. blow it off because I'm not prepared.
Right.
Laugh it off, because this might be the moment that yeah. she needs that will then help foster other relationships, other sisterhoods, or just give her a new lease on sisterhood, what
yeah.
it truly means.
Right.
It's important.
Yeah.
It's very important.
I agree. I mean, because I think, like from before, we were saying, like things that we've experienced, you know, I've had amazing relationships in sisterhood. I mean, I had the sisterhood that they would go out with me if I needed to bust some windows.
Some cars. Oh, you was busting tires and popping wind tires.
Absolutely. They were down. They
okay,
were down. They
yeah.
were like, whatever you need.
Yeah, we got you.
But then on the other end, you know, if I'm sad or if I need just a little bit of that ego boost, some shundurupdurum, they gave that to me too. So
what is
it was
called?
Like, shudum-dum. Yep. So if Shudum. They if I needed that,
okay.
they gave that to me. But, you know, it is important as we grow to kind of get some sense on that, because when I look back and think about all the crazy stuff
yeah.
that I decided was the decision
yeah.
at that point. Oh, no, I'm about to do this.
Yeah. yeah.
I mean, let's just say grace and mercy
yeah.
carries you.
Yeah.
Carries you.
It was that need of refinement that happened
yes.
with time, you know, with time, because.
Yeah. Yeah. And it depends, because I still got the girls that are.
Yeah. Yeah. Bop, bop. Bop to dop.
And
bop,
pow.
Bop, bop, bop.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got it.
It's on site with them.
Yeah. I still have it on site.
That's good. I think it's good to have. I would hope that you wouldn't need to have anybody.
Yeah, you know what? It's not to have it because you need it. It's just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case, you know, and I've got to be honest. You know, you got to have them friends that are on site. You do. You just got to be smart about it.
Yeah. Got to be very smart about it. Very good. Is anybody ready to bop, bop?
What?
Chop, bop.
Not with your elbow.
Yeah, y'all dropping all hands.
Oh, no. Not with our hands.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. You said on site. I was like, no, I'm your sister. I'm your big sis. But like, you know, some things I'm like, I can't be fighting out in these streets. No,
listen. Again.
Okay. Can't be fighting in these streets. No, but I think.
Get back on track.
Knowing boundaries. I love the idea of having like two sets, you know, of friends or just that group that you know will go in for you. I think it more so speaks to the love for you than anything. I think what it says is like, listen, I'm so invested in the sisterhood and you that like, sis, whatever you need.
Like
and,
I care. Yeah.
Right. And that's what we're ultimately after anyway. Like we want that group that one could understand. It's like, hey, we could do it this way, but now that we know better and now that we're in a different stage of life,
absolutely,
we do things differently.
Yeah.
You know, we are able to do things and I can have your back as passionately as I would before, but just in a more positive way.
Let's just do it in a different way.
In a better way.
And I think that comes with just accountability.
Absolutely.
Because when you know who your sister is and you know who you are, you guys hold each other accountable for the things that you guys have learned along the way.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I need that. Yeah. I need the accountability. Mm-hmm. I feel like that is one of the biggest things that keeps friendships going.
Right.
Because if every time I'm doing something and I'm never in a space of like, I could do better or like, hey, sis, you should have done it like that. Mm-hmm. It just seems like you're my yes girl.
Right.
And I don't need you to be that.
Right. It was some years ago when I was just like, if everybody in the room is with me and everybody is nodding.
Yeah.
Then especially at that point in my life, I was like, no, I don't need nodders in this.
It's either they're tired of hearing you.
Yes. And they're not listening.
And they're not listening.
Or they're listening and they don't care.
Absolutely. They're like, oh, she's not going to even care that this is how I feel about this. So what I'm going to do right now, so I don't got to go back and forth with her,
is I'm going to say yes. Or I'm just going to agree with her because I just want to be agreeable. And sometimes you just need people that are going to stop you in your tracks and be like, no, that's not cool. That's not right. And that's not what you said that you wanted to do.
Right.
When we talk about accountability, I think that it has to be an understanding that you are holding your own self accountable to whatever you said that it would be. You're holding yourself accountable. And then I can have partners in this accountability. But if you aren't taking accountability for yourself, there's no point in me trying to remind you of what you said or what you did.
Or who you are.
Because you got to manage accountability within yourself.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah. So I believe that is huge. Mm-hmm. And I think that when you are on the same page of accountability, those boundaries that you feel like you may be crossing aren't actually boundaries.
Yeah.
Those are a part of like accountability. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you know, I see you going through this. Like you said you was going to never do that again. Like you said you weren't going to let no man take you through this or no woman take you through this. Yeah. Like you were going to be able to stand up in your own self and say, you know, I deserve better. And this isn't how you're going to talk to me. This isn't how you're going to treat me.
Yes.
You know, all that. And I think that that's sisterhood.
It is sisterhood. And with that, we talked about the healthy pause after asking how, you know, your sis is doing.
Yeah.
And then what you just talked about, I think another piece of that is to ask questions.
Okay.
Because I have learned that over time, if you just ask questions and let them answer them themselves,
they'll wake up.
It'll come to, right. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, how is this different from you being with Ray Ray?
Yeah.
Or do you remember when Ray Ray did this? Is it different from that?
Yeah.
How do you feel? Like, are you happy?
How do you feel?
Yeah, how do you feel? Do you feel like you're being respected? Do you feel like this disrespected you in this time?
Yeah.
And what you're doing internally is utilizing the conversations that you had in the past.
Yeah.
Because some people don't like to be told, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like,
you're like authority and they're like, you know, you can't tell me what to do.
It's easy to cross over and start being angry or start being offended or you're starting to be like defensive now and all of this. Instead, if you are truly my sis and we have established this connection, then we should be able to have a conversation where I ask you questions, not to interrogate you, but those questions to remind you of exactly what you said and who you are and what you said you would not go back to.
Right. And in a sisterhood, I think that you have to be emotionally responsible to your response.
Yeah.
Like you going off, you yelling, you acting like we're not the sisters that we are. I think that's a boundary right there. Absolutely. That I'm like, okay, yeah. I see you.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to take this mm-hmm. as just pure emotion. I'm taking it as, you know me, sis. Right. I mean well.
Yes.
I'm not talking to you crazy. I'm just literally saying, hey, let's figure this out. But if you're not emotionally responsible to take what you said mm-hmm. and apply it to your life, mm-hmm. that can be a whole nother ball game with
that's
your sister.
That's true. And I think that speaks to consistency in relationship or how you deal with me consistently, because I will be one to pull back.
Yeah.
I won't say shut down, but I will pull back if you keep showing me different versions of yourself.
Oh, I'm shutting down.
I know. Because it's just I don't
have to deal with that. Yeah. Like, I really don't have to deal with that. And I haven't shown you any of that.
Yeah,
so,
I
know as a friend, I deserve better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, I just deserve a better, like, that partnership. And that carries over.
Yeah.
Women, I believe, one of the things that we respect the most is consistency. You can try to negate that, but I would go probably head to head.
Yes.
Because in relationships, we need consistency.
Yeah.
And most likely it'd be nice if it was consistently good.
Yes.
But when you begin to we go into some sort of survival mode.
Absolutely.
We thought that everything was stable and then the floor drops out.
Right.
It's like, no. And I think it comes with the fact of us being mothering and just women. It's in us to where we're just no. I'm going to make sure that we can at least walk across. We're going to be able to walk across next time. And if I can't depend on you to do that, then I'm going to do it myself.
Right.
And
so especially we
do
that. Especially when you've just shown consistency in your situation.
Absolutely.
If you have been consistent mm-hmm. and then someone decides to change the consistency of the balance, mm-hmm. it's like, whoa, if you could change like that, what else going to do?
Yeah.
What else going to do?
Absolutely. That I'm not really good with extremes as far as coming in and being all in.
Yeah.
And then I look for you and then you're gone.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's I can understand we don't have to talk every day.
Yeah.
I get that. But there is that inconsistency of I've opened myself up to something new or relationship or sisterhood with you.
Yeah.
And then you ghost.
You fall off the face of the earth.
Yeah. You ghost me for 5 years and then come back. Oh, hey. No, I have a little bit of a boundary there.
Yeah.
You know, not a little bit, quite a bit. Of just before I let you.
Yeah, because you don't even know me in those 5 years. We don't know each other anymore.
Right. It's that consistency matters.
Yeah.
And so I think when you're talking about an emotional response and just do you always respond to me this way? Or when you get angry, is this how you respond to me?
Yeah.
Is this how you could communicate? Can we communicate as two adults? And then understanding, like you said, I'm coming to you from a place of love. This
love.
Is not me trying
caring,
to
love.
Gloat, but it also will show you what they think of you.
Ooh, girl. That's a whole nother subject.
When we gonna talk about that?
We're gonna have to talk about that very, very soon.
Yeah. Because a lot of people, their response is based on really what they think about you.
Oh my gosh. Okay. We gotta shut this down.
Yeah.
All right. We gotta shut this down.
This was good.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We cannot wait to get back to y'all. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you guys, respond to this. Let us know how you feel about, what we just talked about. Do you have a situation like this? Are you going through it? Mm-hmm. Have you been through it? We would love to hear your take on it. And thank
Absolutely.
You so much for tuning in.
Yes. And stay connected with us. Sister Chats Pod on Instagram.
Yes.
Talk to us. We're looking forward to doing some live things so that we can really interact with you all. And then let us know if there's something that you want us to talk about, you want to hear us chat about, please.
Please drop a topic.
Yeah, drop a topic.
Drop a topic. We love that. All right, guys, remember to drop a topic. We would love to talk to you about what you want to hear us talk about. And this is Liz.
This is Joy.
Your favorite sisters,
signing off.
So until next time, live in truth, love with intention, and lead by example.
Stay connected with us on our social media platform, Sister Chats Pod, for more inspiration and behind the scenes fun.
Remember, you have the power to shape your life and the lives of those around you. This is Joy.
And this is Liz,
signing off.